You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Wilfried Zaha to score and Palace to win is 9-1. Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win in the betting at 7-2. Missed the game against Manchester United, Costa, Derek, and they missed him. They couldn't score against United. Costa had got two in that previous game against Watford. He'd be back, Costa. Is that a good thing, Derek?
Well, it's a good thing for Palace. You know, my thoughts about him. I won't bore you with it again. You know what? I looked at this fixture, because I think, you know, you're talking about Vincent Kompany to Manchester City. Well, I think Bolasie is the same for Palace, and he's missing. And I think I looked at this fixture and I thought, I'm going to go for Chelsea here because I think that he's that important, Bolasie, to Palace. And they're at home as well. I'm always willing to back against them. But the price for Chelsea is a disgrace. It really is a disgrace. 11-10 to win a Palace. I can't touch it. Palace are struggling to score right now. In fact, they don't concede many goals, are they? A number of 0-0 draws Palace have been involved in recently. Chelsea aren't exactly free scoring as well. I've got a sneaking feeling this has got 0-0 written all over it. I'm going to go unders on the goals. It's a tough fixture to call this. I did initially think Chelsea would win because of Palace at home. They're not great. But I'm going to go on the unders on the goals, I've decided. Under 1.5 goals is, I think, you'll
9
find
to 4 it is, Derek. Four, yeah.
Just scrolling down, 9 to 4, I'm having that.
Okay, under 1.5 in the betting at 9-4. Everyone's been talking about Leicester City and their emergence this season, Lee, but we talked about Watford, they've done well, and Palace. Since Alan Pardew took over, which was on New Year's Day 2015, he's got them from relegation zone to fifth in the league.
Yeah.
They've been incredible, really.
Yeah, very good. You know, and you know, a lot's built on the away form, of course. I mean, I think they've picked up 17 points away from home. Which of the 31 that they've got so far, which I think is excellent, and more away from home than at home. And obviously, you generally wouldn't get that higher ratio of your points away. So, like Derek says, a lot of that good work is from the travels. Having said that, they haven't been beaten in three. They drew 0-0 with Swansea, beat Southampton, beat Newcastle 5-1, remember. Before that, they'd drawn a few blanks and there was a few worrying signs. They'd lost to West Ham. They hadn't scored at home against Man United, which, a lot of people would say it's still a good result, 0-0. Lost 1-0 to Sunderland, so that was a stinker, really. I'm still a bit confused by Chelsea, if I'm being honest. He hasn't had the miraculous turnaround in fortunes that you might have, or some Chelsea fans will have hoped for from Gus Hiddink.
I thought there'd definitely be that early spark with him coming in, but they've drawn a couple of games under Hiddink so far.
There was the early spark was in the game against Sunderland. They flew out the blocks. You remember there were two up in 13 minutes against Watford. Diego Costa, the star striker, scored after half an hour. But they let Watford back into that game through Icardi and Troy Deeney. So it's just how they start here against Palace. I'm loath to go for an outright because I just can't pick between the three. The one I'd go for, I think, is 23-10 because I'm not sure Chelsea are good enough to go and beat this Palace team. Palace aren't overly convincing at home, so 23-10 would probably be my pick on the outrights, I guess.
On the draw.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. In terms of goal scorers, just to kind of go along with the an earlier pick in De Bruyne, I do think, Hazard at some point has got to start, offering a bit more. 12-5 for Hazard to score. I know he's not played very well this season, but looks a decent bet. 14-5 for Oscar. Willian, 17-5. If they're keeping wraps on Costa and they're not letting him have much, there is quality in the ranks here in Chelsea, however badly they've been playing. Willian's been probably the standout player so far this season, even during the Mourinho malaise. But I'll go for Hazard at 12-5, another goal scorer bet. The draw if I'm forced on the outrights.
I was kind of baiting Derek earlier when talking about Diego Costa, but the one thing they missed against Manchester United was that focal point in attack. They had no one to hold the ball up at all.
And it's quite clear that Hiddink has said to him, you only play up the middle and you stay on the last defender, because the difference between him in that game, was unbelievable. He didn't really get into any trouble until then. He did the stupid challenge and got his yellow card, which got him suspended. So until that point, it was almost like the perfect game from him. So if they do that again, it wouldn't be a big surprise if he torments the Palace defence. But, given what we've seen from Costa so far this season, I'd rather go for a bigger price than him.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.